Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Sukkah Chaf Hei. We begin at the Mishnah, which is around 10 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Shluchei Mitzvah, Paturim in HaSukkah. Those who are involved in a mitzvah, even en route to doing a mitzvah. They're Pata from Sukkah, we learn in the Gemara, that one who is involved in a mitzvah, Oisek B'mitzvah, is exempt from doing any other mitzvah. So he's speaking, even though they're not actually doing a mitzvah currently, they're simply on their way. They're en route, Rashi says. They're going to learn Torah by a Rebbe. They're going to greet their Rebbe. They're going to be paid their Shavuyim. That in itself is a reason to exempt them from doing other mitzvahs, including Sukkah. And Tosis points out that we're speaking where their involvement in the mitzvah precludes their looking for a sukkah, meaning should they have to go look for a sukkah, it would interfere with their ability to be mekayim mitzvah properly. It would take up from their time at night, they wouldn't get enough sleep, enough rest, which would allow them to properly fulfill their mitzvah. So according to Tosis, we're speaking where one mitzvah will interfere with the other, and since they're already involved in these mitzvahs, they are already shluchei mitzvah, they are asik oisvuk mitzvah, and they are pata from doing another mitzvah. Continues the Mishnah, choylin umisham sheyan, ill individuals and their attendants, peturin min ha-sukkah, they're exempt from sukkah, just as the choylin can be out of the sukkah because it's a tsar for him to be in the sukkah, likewise his attendants are pata from sukkah as well. Concludes the Mishnah, if one decides to have a temporary snack, achila v'shtia, of a temporary nature, just as throughout the year, right? Teshvu kein taduru, sukkah is meant to be like, reminiscent to the way a person lives in his home throughout the year, and just as throughout the year, a person wouldn't hesitate to grab a snack outside his house. Likewise, when it comes to sukkahs, we say, oichlen v'shoysin arai, chutz l'sukkah, and that's okay. And of course, the Gemara tomorrow will tell us that that's been hadin. We find stories where chachamim were machmer, even to have everything, even a snack, dafka in the sukkah. It says the Gemara minah nemili. How do we know that one who is involved in a mitzvah, one who is oisek b'mitzvah, he is now exempt from doing other mitzvahs? The Tana Rabbana b'shiv d'chavav esecha. Pesach tells us we're meant to be korei es shema when we sit in our homes. We learn from here, prat loisek b'mitzvah, as opposed to one who is involved in a mitzvah. He's exempt from kriya shema. From the words of lech techav aderech, we learn prat l'chassan, as opposed to a chassan who's preparing for the great event and is preoccupied. That is considered oisek b'mitzvah, and he's potter from reading kriya shema. Let's go over to Rashi. Halfway down the Amid, at the word Masnisen. It's right before the white lights. Masnisen Shluchei Mitzvah, says Rashi, not only those who are involved in a mitzvah, they are Shluchei, they are Holchei B'derech Mitzvah, they are en route, on the way to doing a mitzvah. Kegoyin L'Lamay Torah, some have a Girsa, L'Lamay Torah, a Rebbe who's going to teach Torah, U'Lahakpil Pnei Rabbi, or to greet their Rebbe on Yom Tov, V'Livtei Shvuyim, to redeem captives. Oh, here's the chiddush. Even though they're resting, it's nighttime, they're not traveling any longer, they're still patur. Rashi and Dav Chavav says, because they're still turid and they're doyig, machshavas ha-mitzvah, they're still preoccupied with the mitzvah, it's considered that they're still involved in the mitzvah. And of course, as Tosis explains, we're speaking that the requirement to go find a sukkah would interfere with their ability to fulfill the mitzvah properly the next day. Continues Rashi Gemara, B'shiv techa b'vesecha, prat l'itzku mitzvah. What does B'shiv techa b'vesecha teach you? Only this fellow is chayv, as opposed to one who is involved in a mitzvah. She'ein chayv v'kriya shema. This fellow doesn't have to read shema. Ul kamon mefarish my mashma. The Gemara soon will explain, where do we see this in the pasuk? Where is the pasuk indicating that one who is oisek b'mitzvah is patur? From the words of lech techa b'derech, we learn prat l'chasam. Oh, asks Rashi, why the repetition? You've already exempted an oisek b'mitzvah. Why do you have to be mamait, a chosin specifically? What's the added chiddush? Says Rashi, there is a chiddush. It's trichlu trei kroy. We need two exemptions, two psukim. Why? The I have a ksiv chad. Had the pasuk only provided one exemption, I would say, well, kivan de chosan lav behed yuksiv bekro, since the pasuk isn't specifically mentioning the word chosan, hava mina le pater akosav. I would think the pasuk is not exempting unless you're actually doing the mitzvah, not merely preparing for a future mitzvah. He's doing it physically, manually. Or he's on the way, he's walking, he's en route. Either way, he's actually involved. He's doing. As opposed to a chassan just sitting idle. He's not actively doing anything yet. He's only preparing. He's only preoccupied with the upcoming mitzvah. I would think that's not reason enough to exempt him. Hilkach mikro yisera ashmina, the potter mikrishma. That's why we need an extra pasuk to address the chosin as well. And what are the grounds for that patur? The torid, b'machshav es b'ila. That in itself is enough reason to be poter him. So according to Rashi, b'shivdecha b'veisecha is addressing one who is involved, who's doing a mitzvah or en route to a mitzvah. It's a maisa that he's doing. Whereas Uvlecht Chavderach seems to be addressing the chosin, where it's just a mental preoccupation. That in itself is enough reason to be poter. And Tosfos disagrees. He puts it the other way around. B'shiv Dechaveisecha is addressing a chosin who's just sitting idle. Right? B'shiv Dechaveisecha. So only if you're sitting and doing nothing on your own account, but if you're sitting and doing nothing and preparing for a mitzvah, right? So you're not actively doing a mitzvah, you're just sitting idle, but mentally preparing for the mitzvah, it's a different type of yeshiva. It's not b'shiv techa b'veisecha, it's not your personal yeshiva, it's a heavenly yeshiva, it's a heavenly preoccupation, although a mental preoccupation, you're pater there. So b'shiv techa b'veisecha, according to Tosfos, is coming to be ma'ay techasen, whereas of lech techa v'aderech, which is describing an active event, if it's your personal business, then you're chayiv. But if you're doing something for the sake of a mitzvah, then you're part of a mitzvah. So according to Tosfos, it's just slightly different than Rashi. B'shiv techa b'veisecha, which is describing a passive fellow that's going to exempt the chassan who's involved in a mitzvah, albeit passively, but he's preoccupied with a mitzvah, as opposed to lech techa v'aderech, which describes an action. So if it's your personal affairs, you're chayiv, but if it's a mitzvah affair, then you're part. Okay. Says the Gemara. So we have a pasuk to exempt a oisik b'mitzvah. Mikan Amru, says the Gemara. We learn from here. Hakoines es a psula potter. One who is marrying a psula. So he's preoccupied with a mitzvah. He's potter from Kriyas Shema until he does the masa, as the Gemara in Brachas explains. Ve'esa al monachayiv, as opposed to a previously married woman, there's no ptur of Isaac mitzvah. The Gemara soon will give the reason for this distinction. Okay, so that's the end of the price. Asks the Gemara, my mashma, where did you see in these words, b'shiv techa b'veisecha, uvelech techa v'aderech, that it's going to be memayit, one who is Isaac mitzvah? Where do you see it in the words? Amar avhuna kederech. We focus on the word uvelech techa v'aderech. And the pasuk describing the chiyuv of kriyashma, which contains the word derech, is alluding to the fact that only one who is involved in an activity which is similar in nature to derech, whatever that means, he is chayv in kriyashma, as opposed to one who is not. What does this mean? Amar v'hune kiderech. We compare it to the derech. V'lech techava derech. Ma derech reshus, just as derech is describing one who is involved in his own personal affairs. Rashi says, "Hoylich b'derech schir," is traveling on business. Af kol rishus, likewise. The only time one is going to be chayv in krishma is if his activity is of a personal nature. Lafuki hay, as opposed to these fellows, to be mitzvah osuk, he's involved in mitzvah. So that's more. How do you know that's a pshat derech? We lay a skin in the ka'ozel dvar mitzvah. Perhaps the word baderech is all-inclusive. Personal affairs, traveling to do a mitzvah. V'ka amar rachmana likri. The Torah still requires him to be kari kriyishma. How do you know if a derech is of a personal nature? Im kain, if that would be so, le'makro b'shevas of aleches. If b'derech would be including mitzvah as well, then the pasuk would have said b'shevas v'esecha uvaleches v'aderech. B'shevas uvaleches, which is a generic term. Mai b'shiv t'cha uvalech t'cha. Why does the pasuk add u'chav? Your sitting, your travel, we learn from here. V'leches t'dach u'demachayvus. You're only chayv in Krishma if you're involved in your own personal affairs, if you're traveling to address your own personal needs. Traveling on business, now although business is a mitzvah to support oneself and his family, but it's not, it can be considered a mas, a mitzvah. This specific act can't be described as a mas, a mitzvah, although it's fulfilling his obligations, but it's still called a dvar reshus to a certain extent. So, belechas the dochod machayvus. Yeah, when you're involved in your own personal affairs, you're chayv in mitzvah. Ha belechas the mitzvah petiras. Apparently, if you're involved in a mitzvah travel, you're shliach mitzvah, and you're potter. So that explains the braisa. V'shiv techa v'v'esecha. Uvelech techa v'aderech. Only a person who's involved in his own personal affairs is going to be chayv in krishma. However, if you were already oisik b'mitzvah, that mitzvah preempts any other mitzvah that might come along, even though, and this is a chiddush, even though krishma is a time-related mitzvah, it's going to expire soon, but no, you're involved in a mitzvah, you're not meant to do anything else. Says the Gemara, Ihachi. Now the Mepharshim explain, the Gemara's kasha like this. We say oisik b'mitzvah potamer ha-mitzvah, and that's why Yechasin, who's mentally preoccupied with his upcoming mitzvah, is potter. So why the difference between a psula and almana? Ihachi afilu koinis is almana nami, answers the Gemara. Koinis is a psula tarit. Only by a psula is he experiencing a great mental preoccupation. There's a whole halacha with tanas psulam. There's a point of the complications that might arise. So he has to focus, he has to stay mindful. He's preoccupied with the mitzvah. So koinis is as absolut turret. Koinis almana le turret, as opposed to almana, where you don't need that much expertise and there's no tirda. So more at this point figures that what's the determinant factor here? What's going to be poiterim mina mitzvah? The fact that he's preoccupied, the tirda, justifies poiter mina mitzvah. Oh, if that's the case, so any tirda should be poiter mina mitzvah. V'chalecha the tard hachanami the pot. Do you mean to say any tirda exempts a person from a mitzvah? Elam me'ata. If that's the case, tavas finasa bayam. The tard. Suppose a person had a merchandise laden ship which sunk at sea. He's certainly in distress and preoccupied. Hachinami the potter? Are you going to say he's potter mina mitzvah? V'chitei mechinami? Can you say that? V'omar rav abba bar zav d'omar rav. Ovel, even a mourner, who's experiencing great distress. Chayiv b'chal mitzvah yisal moris b'toyra. He's obligated to do all the mitzvahs. He has to overcome his distress. Overcome his emotional barriers. He has to overcome his chayiv. Except for chutz minat tefillin, that's an exception. Why sheri nemad ben pe'er? The pasuk describes them as pe'er, an adornment. And as she says, it's not appropriate for the avel to adorn himself, in which case it would appear like he's disregarding the mace, disrespecting the mace, doesn't miss him, and that's a lack of kavod towards the mace, and that hurts the mace. The mace wants to be remembered. He's still emotionally connected somewhat to this world. The point of avelus is to show kavod mace. So tefillin should not be worn by the oval, but everything else he's meant to do, despite the fact that he's fully preoccupied with the avelus. Answers the Gemara, there's a difference. Hacha tarid the mitzvah. A chassan's mental preoccupation is in itself a mitzvah. Rashi says, be mindful, focus and concentrate at the task coming up. It's part of the mitzvah. So when we say tirda, is a poter, it's not tirda on its own. It's tirda combined with the fact that it's a tirda of a mitzvah. Hasam tirda d'rishus, as opposed to an aval, although it's part of the human condition to be mired in mourning, avelus, and tirda. I understand where he's coming from, but the fact of the matter is, there's no chiv to be in distress. No chiv to be tired. Rashi says, sure, the avil has to be noyeg avelus. He refrains from rinsing, from wearing shoes, to show kavod mesa. But as far as his emotional condition, that's arbitrary. It's natural. It's just the way things work. But this fellow has the ability to overcome. He can put mind over heart. He can overcome his emotions, break through it, and focus on a mitzvah at hand. So tirda on its own is not enough justification to be poitim in a mitzvah. So Gemara went back and forth. Gemara figured chasen is pater because of mitzvah. If that's the fact, then why the difference between psula and almana? The Gemara answered, because psula involves a greater tirda. Tirda alone is a poiter. Why is it aval chayiv? Answer is, tirda in conjunction with mitzvah. Let's go down to Rashi, 10 lines from the bottom. Actually, 13 lines, 12 lines from the bottom. Tarid. Says Rashi, Tarid, libay tarid machshavas be'ila. The chassan is tarid, mestaver ki patri ka mishum tirda patri. It's mestaver that the p'tur of Yitzhak mitzvah is because of the tirda of any yachal lasek b'shnaim ke'echa, because he can't, one person can't be involved in two things at once. If so, says the Gemara, so why is an almana different? Koines almana loy tarid. It doesn't involve the same amount of tirda, v'yachal l'kayim l'shneim, which allows them to be mekayim both. Right? Clarify your mind, focus at the mitzvah, the krishma, and then go back to your mitzvah preparation. Says the Gemara, if it's tirda alone, that's going to be reason to exempt him. Imisham tirda, says Rashi, hi de parachti. Gemara asks, as Kasha understood, mashmalei the tirdase patarsi. That tirda on its own is a reason to be poiterim. Because he cannot properly focus. We're speaking about Krishma. You can't focus when you're preoccupied. V'hilkach, that's the case. Afilu tava svinasa b'tarad b'tzarali potter. Even in the case where a person just experienced financial distress, financial loss, he should be potter from Krishma. The Gemara says, well, it can't be so, because an aval is chayv in mitzvahs, despite the fact that he's b'tzar, except for tefillin. Shenever ben pe'er. Because the kamon, as the Gemara will explain, v'aval lav bar pe'erhu. It's not suitable for an aval to be involved in adornment. Why? Ukishem is inspired, because when he experiences pe'er, mar ba'atzma sheni aval, he presents himself as a non-aval, which is a display of disregard to the departed. Says the Gemara, you're right. Tirda on its own is not reason to be poitirim. Chosen tard tirda the mitzvah. Vashmin and kro deloy mechayev lahaser daitim machsheves mitzvah reshoina. And the Chiddush HaKro is that although it's not a physical preoccupation, it's just a mental preoccupation, you don't need to divert your mind from that tirda on account of the mitzvah that just arrived. Bishvil zu abo alav, elo rather yasek b'reshoina. Quite the contrary, keep on thinking, keep on focusing. V'yiten liboy li isbaki b'davar, to gain knowledge and expertise and to be properly and mentally prepared for the task, as opposed to an aval who's involved merely tirda de rishos. Sha'afa bishu chayv lineg avela shel ne'ilo ruchitza v'sicha. Although we know an aval has certain restrictions, he won't wear shoes, he won't wash himself, won't anoint himself. However, says Rashi Achilish, this is a famous Rashi, what's the point of avelus? Not just to be sad and depressed, it's laharois kavod mesa. To display, it's a show, it's a display of respect to the mace. It's a show of kavod. And the Farshim say the mace is v'nafsho el of tebal, is some sort of connection. He's still emotionally connected somewhat. It's hard to understand what this means, but the mace is somewhat connected to his prior experience down on earth and to the people and his family. So the fact that throughout the avelus period, the mourner commiserates, so to speak. He restricts himself and he shows that he misses the departed. That is a covet that consoles the mace as well. But that's it. When it comes to what's going on in his heart, there's no chiv to experience tzars, although it's part of the human condition to have tzar and avils. But when it comes time for a mitzvah, it's his prerogative. It's rishus. He has the ability to overcome, and he should do so. Okay, so we had a mocker for Isaac but mitzvah, pater mina mitzvah, from the pasuk of Krishma. You have to be called Krishma when? V'shivtecha b'veisecha, uvlechtecha v'aderech. Mar says, we're speaking that it's his personal fears. V'shevas didach, uvlechas didach. But he's involved in mitzvah affairs, whether a masa mitzvah, whether walking to a mitzvah, en route, shluch mitzvah, as in the Mishnah, or even tarad, tirda the mitzvah, the chasen, anticipating the marriage with the psula, that is reason enough to exempt him from mitzvah. Says the Gemara four lines from the bottom. The Isaac with mitzvah potter and a mitzvah mehoch and afka. This tour of Isaac with mitzvah is learned from the pasuk of Kriyishma. Mehosam nafka. We have another source for the same halacha. This is the pasuk by Pesach, where they came to Moshe, where Tamei, we can't bring the Pesach. The son of Ahiya Noshim Asher Hoyu Tmeim Lenefesh Adam. Who are those people that were Tamei and unable to bring the carbon Pesach? We have a three-way machlekes. Oysim Anoshim Mihoyu, who are they? Noisei Aroine Shal Yosef Hoyu. Divrei Rabbi Yitzhak Lili. He maintains these individuals were the ones who transported the Aroin containing Yosef Atzadik. So they were Tamei on account of that. Rakiva Emer, Mishael Veil Tzafin Hayu. They were Mishael Veil Tzafin, the brothers of Nadav Aviyu. Shoy Oiskin Ben Nadav Aviyu. They got Tamei through their involvement, through their kvura of their brothers, Nadav Aviyu, who died on the last day of the Miluim, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rabbi Yitzchak Emer, it can't be. Why? The timing doesn't work. Im Noisei Aroin Shal Yosef Hayu. If that were their case, they were involved in the urn of Yosef, what's the problem? They've been camping at this location for many months. And they had ample time to become tired to cover the carbon Pesach. For how you chayinly tire? Rashi brings that the Paraduma was prepared on the second day of Nisan. Leaves them enough time to become tired in anticipation of the carbon Pesach. Im mishov et safanayu. If that were the case, here again, Yichaylin Hayilatar. Because keep in mind, when did that tragedy occur? When did Nadav Aviyu die? It was on the last day of Miluim, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the very next day, they prepared the Paraduma. There's enough time to become Tar. Ella rather, says Rabbi Yitzchak, it must have been something else. They were neither the Oiskei Arein Shal Yosef, nor Shal Vel Tzofen. Rather, it was an unrelated thing. Elo Oiskin Mitzvitzva Hayu. Their relatives had died 7 days before Pesach. They were involved in their kvura. Shachal Shvi'a Shalahin. The year of Pesach. They were Oiskin Mitzvitzva, whose seventh day of Tumah landed on Erev Pesach, which prevented any involvement in Karim Pesach. Shenema Valayach Lasa Pesach Baimahu. They were unable to bring the Karm Pesach on that day. What does Bayimahu mean? Bayimahu ein yichayin lasis. They couldn't bring the Karm Pesach on that day. Hala machar yichayin lasis. But if it would have been tomorrow, past their 7 days of Tumah, they could have brought the Karm Pesach. So we're speaking that they became Tamei exactly 7 days before Pesach, which prevented them from bringing the Karm Pesach on Erev Pesach. So what do we see from here? They didn't hesitate to get involved in kvura of a relative 7 days before Pesach, knowing full and well as a result of this involvement they're going to be unable to bring the carbon Pesach. So as Rashi will explain for us, we see that even a mitzvah kala, you see, bearing a mace, in this case, Tosafot says, we're not speaking about a mace which didn't have anybody to bury them. Not a real mace mitzvah, it just means a relative. It's a mitzvah to get involved in burying a relative, but it's a mitzvah kala, relative to mitzvah's Pesach, which can involve kares. This is only a mitzvah kala. And notwithstanding the fact that it's going to interfere with Pesach, they went ahead and they got involved in this Tumas Meis. So we see that Oisik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. Let's go to Rashi, halfway down the Amud. Tmei Meis Mitzvah, says Rashi. Although usually Meis Mitzvah means that he's an unattended Meis, we're not speaking about that type of Meis Mitzvah. Lav Meis Mitzvah Dafka Kamer. I feel we may say a Nami Meis Mitzvah Karilu. We're speaking about a relative who passed away. The Mitzvah was Asak Bahen. We have those seven relatives who the Kohen may become Tami to, and likewise Yisrael is involved in that, is doing a mitzvah. He's carrying out his responsibilities to his close relatives. It's called a Meis Mitzvah. Taisus points out that it can't be a true Meis Mitzvah, meaning an unattended Meis, who has nobody to bury him, because in that case Taisus brings, we actually learn it from another Pasuk, L'achoysoi, the one is Vachem mentioned the word L'achoysoi, that when it's a real Meis Mitzvah, then you could even tend to that Meis on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. It's a different issue. He was speaking about a close relative, so it's somewhat of a mitzvah, and the Gemara says that it was Shechal Shvi Shalahen. Their seventh day of Tumah arrives on Erev Pesach. Va'avkav the Chozal Ur asks Rashi Akasha, what's the problem? It's their last day, they're going to be Torah tonight. Why can't they bring a Korban Pesach today? Loi ishteru, they can't bring it. The kasavar ein shoychte bezerk in altmei sheretz. We learn this in Pesachim, that if one is unable, he's currently unable, then he can't have the Korban Pesach brought on his behalf as well. Mikol magam shamini minei, in any case, we learn from here that the oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. One who's currently involved in a mitzvah, he is exempt from any other mitzvah. How do we see that? These fellows became tummy with Mesim 7 days before Pesach. Knowing full and well, with a full awareness, that this tumah is going to be ma'akev, bringing a carbon Pesach. Alma, we learn from here, mitzvah kala habol yodcha. You have a mitzvah, even a mitzvah kala. Not as important as Korban Pesach, but if it arrives first, Ein chot tzorech l'tchoysa v'pnei chamura hasidah lovi, there's no need to set it aside, to ignore it, in anticipation of a more important mitzvah coming up. So this is another makar that oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. So we have a kasha. Why do we need two makaris for the same thing? One from Kirishma, v'shift chavay secha. And another one from the halacha of Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara, 9-10 lines from the top, Tzricha, both Mekoris are needed. The Yashmin and Hasam, if only from that Pesach by Korban Pesach, I would say, Mishim deloy matas man chiyuv of the Pesach. Look, think about it. When they got tummy, was there a chiyuv of Pesach? No. It hadn't yet arrived. So perhaps they're potter, because currently there's no chiv of Pesach. So they go ahead and they do what's here, even though it's at the expense of a future mitzvah. But when it comes to Krishma, this chasen, for instance, sure, he's preoccupied, but he can set aside that preoccupation. He can switch tracks and go to the mitzvah's Krishma, which just arrived. You see, the Tamei can't bring Korban Pesach any longer. It's practically unfeasible. But here, he can technically set aside the mitzvah that he's involved in and do the next mitzvah, especially since it's a mitzvah iveris, it's a passing mitzvah. It's going to expire soon. Emalai, perhaps, there's no p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah. Tzricha, that's why we need a pasuk to tell you, no, there's a p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah, even in this case, when he's faced with mitzvah's krishma. V'yashmin en hacha. Now, had the pasuk only taught us by Krishma, I would say, Krishma is like a chorus. Krishma is not as significant. It's not as chashav as the Korban Pesach, which generates chorus. If one ignores Korban Pesach, Aval Hosom Dika chorus, Emelay, when it comes to a mitzvah's chorus, perhaps you don't apply the concept of Oisak with mitzvah patim and mitzvah tzricha, both psukim are needed. Now, there are a couple of points that need to be clarified when it comes to Oisak with mitzvah. We mentioned before the Tosfos. Tosfos says that Oisik with mitzvah patim and mitzvah is only in a case where he's bound to the first mitzvah, meaning practically he can't do both at once. Taisus brings a riot. Look, otherwise, in every Yisrael we put from all mitzvahs. He's wearing tzitzis. He's wearing tefillin. Some add, well, you have a mezuzah on your doorpost, so you're doing a mitzvah at all times. So everybody's part of a mitzvah? So Taisus, apparently, that's not the case. The only time Potter Min HaMitzvah applies is if he's not Yochel L'Kayim Shneim. You can't do both at once. Practically. His hands are full. He can't do the other one while he's doing this one. And that's why he's Potter. So likewise in the case of the Shluch HaMitzvah, now Mishnah, Tesis learns, we're speaking Ki Agavna, that they, if they would be turd in going to look for a sukkah, it's going to be Mevatel them from their mitzvah. That's his shita. The Ran disagrees. He says, well, the kasha from wearing tzitzis and tefillin and mezuzah is a big difference. There he's just being mekayim a mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah, but in what manner? It's fulfillment. He's not physically doing a masa mitzvah. It's a different type of thing. I agree, says the Ran, that case. That's not going to be poiter min a mitzvah, but when he's actually doing a masa mitzvah, even if he's Yochel L'Kayim Shneim, he's Potter Min HaMitzvah. That's also the Shittas Erzeruah, that the Ptur of Oisit B'Mitzvah Potter HaMitzvah applies even when he can do both. He's not Mechuyv to do both. You're doing one, stick with it. That's the Chiv of the Torah, do one thing at a time. Now the Ran does add that if it doesn't involve much Tirch and exertion, he says go ahead and do the second one as well. Why not? He applies the pasuk, mi yois toiv al tikri ra. If you can do both, why not? That's only if it involves no tircha. But if it involves extra exertion, to try to juggle both at once, then certainly there's no need to do the second one. So that's the machlokes between the Ran and Tosfos. Now the interesting kasha, the Ritva asks, why do we need a pasuk? One pasuk, another pasuk, that oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Says the Ritva, Why would I think that a person has to stop a mitzvah which he is already doing in order to do another mitzvah? Why do you need a pasuk for that? So the Torah answers two terutzim. Number one, you're right. You don't need a pasuk to exempt him from the other mitzvah. The pasuk is coming to tell you that you can't. You're not allowed to do the other mitzvah because he says it's like rishus. When the Torah tells you that oisik b'mitzvah need not do another mitzvah, in effect the Torah is telling you there's no longer a chiv to do the next mitzvah. It's just like a rishus. It's like a personal matter, in which case you cannot, even if you choose to do so, you cannot drop this mitzvah and do the other one. You're not allowed to drop a chiv to do a rishus. So that's what we learn from the pasuk. Not that you don't need to do the other mitzvah, that's pasuk, but that you're not allowed to do the other mitzvah. Secondly, says Ritva, what about a case where he's fully aware of the fact that he has a mitzvah coming up soon? He knows that it's going to be a chiyuv kriyashma. Can I involve myself in a mitzvah now, knowing full and well that it's going to preempt the fulfillment of the upcoming mitzvah? And perhaps I'm speaking about a mitzvah which is averus. It's a time-related mitzvah which is going to expire. Yes. And that's the chiddush ha-pasuk. So again, if he's involved in a mitzvah, of course there's no chiddush that he doesn't have to drop it. But the chiddush is that I can go ahead and involve myself in a mitzvah, knowing full and well that it's going to interfere with another mitzvah, which is a time-related mitzvah coming up soon. And that's what we learn from the pasuk, oisik b'mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah, even in that case. Continues the Gemara. Gufa, let's review. Amar Rav Abba bar Zavta, Amar Rav. A mourner is obligated in all mitzvahs except chutz mitfilin, sharei nemar ben pe'er, because pe'er, an adornment, is used to describe tefillin, and that sets it aside from other mitzvahs. Although he's potter from tefillin, that's because of the pe'er factor. However, generally speaking, it's chayv in mitzvahs. Now, how do we know that to be true, that he's potter from tefillin? Muda amar le rachmane le cheskel. Hashem tells Yecheskel, this was in anticipation of the tzoris that Yisrael is going to experience during the Churban. He says, look, your wife is going to die in the Magefa, and you're not going to be experiencing Avelus. That's going to be a siman to Yisrael, sort of a foretelling to Yisrael that they're also not going to have Avelus. Everybody's going to be mazed, and nobody's going to be around to be Avel. Pe'erecha chavash alecha. You're going to behave differently than a standard Avel. Your pe'er, your tefillin, will be wrapped around you. We learn from here, atu de machayvis. You are going to wear tefillin to show lack of avelus. Aval kule ama p'tiri, but otherwise an aval is not meant to wear tefillin. So you're meant to exhibit a conduct which contravenes avelus, a non-avelus conduct, and therefore wear tefillin. Otherwise, an aval is not meant to wear tefillin. As Rashi explained in Amud Aleph, why is tefillin different than other mitzvahs? Because of the pe'er aspect, the adornment. It shows that he's preoccupied with adorning himself and sort of ignoring the mace. V'hanim ilu b'yom rishon, says the Gemara, this only applies on the first day of Avelus. T'chsiv achrisa k'yei mar, it's the main day of mourning, the main day of bitterness. But otherwise, even the Avel wears tefillin. V'amar Rav Abba, this is going to be another halacha, in the name of Rabbi Abba bar Zavda Marav. Avel chayev b'sukkah, just as an Avel is chayev in all other mitzvahs, it includes sukkah as well. Pshit, of course, why would I think otherwise? Since we find another quote in the name of the same Adam Omar, that mitzvah patav na sukkah, a person who is in distress, it's cold out here, it's too hot, he's patav from sukkah. We're going to learn this tomorrow, Bez Hashem, because Teshuvah Kein Tadur tells you that the sukkah residence is meant to resemble the home dwelling. And just as when a person is in tsar, he leaves his home, likewise, he's patav from sukkah. So I would say, even an aval is potter. Hai nami mitztairu. He's in distress. The Rosh says, he'd like quiet, he'd like solitude, darkness, to feed his mood. So the sukkah is distressing him. Perhaps he's potter from sukkah. Kamash malon. The Chiddush says, no, he's chayv in sukkah. Why? Even though it's resulting in tsar, hanami letzar dememela. The Ptur of Mitztair is only when it's circumstantial tsar. Rashi says, for example, sun, heat, some uncomfortable smell, or the Gemara later will speak about bugs and flies which disturb him. So anything sukkah related is called Mitztair, which is Poitim na sukkah. Aval hachab, in case of an aval, what's the source of the tsar? He is distressing himself. So again, although it's part and parcel of the human condition to be in distress and in anguish upon the passing of a loved one, but lemaisa, he can overcome it. It's not sukkah related. It's not outdoors related. He has the ability to settle his mind and prepare himself mentally for the sukkah experience. So there's no p'tur of mitztair by an aval. V'amar Abba bar Zavda Amar Rav, another quote in the same Adam Omar, chosin v'sheshvinin v'chol b'nei achub p'tur b'na sukkah. Not only is the chosin p'tur from sukkah, even his sheshvinin, his entourage, all his helpers, all the ones that are partying with him during the Shiva Yimei HaMishteh, v'chol b'nei achub, all those guests involved in the Sheva Brachas p'tur b'na sukkah. Kol Shiva, throughout the 7 days of Sheva Brachas. Now, Tosfos explains that the way they used to do it is as follows. They used to have a place called a chuppah. So it's not the chuppah that we're speaking about during the wedding. We're speaking about some canopied area which was set up to serve as a place of celebration throughout the Shivas Yimei Mishteh. So the Chasan Kal would sit there, entertain guests, and be happy and joyful to celebrate the Shivas Yimei Mishteh. So we're speaking, of course, where the wedding took place before Yom Tov. I meant to get married on Yom Tov. In Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So the wedding took place before Yom Tov. And the Gemara tells us that all those that are involved in the celebration of the Yimei Mishteh are potter from Sukkah. Why, says the Gemara? What's the connection? My time, Mishum Debo L'michti. Because they need to be happy. They need to celebrate. Okay, so what's the problem? Let them eat in the sukkah, be happy in the sukkah. No, it doesn't work. Ein simcha al b'chuppa. Wrong location. Simcha only happens at the chuppa, which is set up for this purpose. Okay, says the Gemara. So go eat in the sukkah, be happy in the chuppa. V'lech lo b'sukkah. Let them have their meal in the sukkah. Be mekayim the mitzvah there. And then transfer v'lech to b'chuppa and go to the chuppa to celebrate. No. Ein simcha al makim suda. You forgot. Simcha needs to be all-encompassing. Body and soul. Ruchni and Gashmi, all-encompassing experience. So true simcha is only with a suda. Okay, says the Gemara. So, v'lev du chuppa b'sukkah. Put the chuppa in the sukkah. So you'll have everything. You'll have location, you'll have suda, you'll have sukkah. Right? So what's wrong? Abaya amar misham yichud. There's a problem with that. They couldn't combine both things. They couldn't put the chuppa in the sukkah because of yichud. Rashi says, perhaps the chassan will go down to use the restroom and the people sitting there will be misyachid with the kala. And it's inappropriate. Therefore, they couldn't have the chuppah in the sukkah, which was a public venue. On the one hand, it was up on the roof. And actually, Rashi says it's not a public, it's a private area. It's up on the roof. That was a derech to have the sukkah up on the gag. And perhaps the chassan will leave for a moment and leave his kala behind. It's inappropriate. It creates a yichud difficulty. It doesn't sound like it's asar min halacha. We know that. When the husband is around in town, Bala Be'ir, the Gemara and Kedushin speaks about Bala Be'ir. Once husband is around, even if he's not here at the moment, that preempts any yichud concerns. But it seems from the Gemara that it's still not appropriate to set up their Shevet Bracha celebration in this manner, which will create this uncomfortable halachic situation. That's a bayis pshat. So the chuppah had to be in the chuppah, and the sukkah had to be in the sukkah. You couldn't combine the two. V'rava Abba Mishum Tzar Chosim. Reason why the chuppah cannot be placed in the sukkah is on account of the tsar of the chassan. Rashi says because it's a narrow area and it's narrow and it's open, exposed. He's boish l'sachik and kalasa. It's uncomfortable for him to spend time with his kala there. So on account of both these reasons, the chuppah had to be arranged in a different locale, which was more private and didn't have any yichud concerns. So, as a result of that, they couldn't do sukkah and chuppah at the same time. Therefore, they're potter from sukkah. My binayu, is there any difference between both pshatim, whether it's a yichud concern or it's a tzarchasim concern? The binayu difference is the shchichi inshi the nafki v'aydul hasam. Let's say you have a sukkah up on the roof, but it's a public venue; people are coming in and out. Shchichi inshi the aydul v'nafki l'hasam. People are coming in and out. L'mandam mishum yichud lekum. A bias concern of yichud doesn't apply. Traffic preempts that concern. L'mandam mishum tzar chasin ikum. But Rabbi's concern on account of tzar chasin applies here as well. It's not a private area, it's not enclosed, and therefore he has tzar, and that would be reason enough to exempt him from sukkah. So that's the bottom line. An aval is chayv in all mitzvahs, including sukkah. Chayv and everything except for tefillin, which is pe'er, which interferes with avelis. On the other hand, we have a chassan, other side of the spectrum, a chassan, and his entire chevra, all pata from sukkah, as the Gemara explains, because in order to be properly be mesameach during the Shivis Miyam Mishta, you have to have location, has to be in the chuppah, and also suda taking place. So because of that, they have to specifically be in the chuppah and eat there, whereas the sukkah itself will not do service to the simcha. It's going to create concerns of yichud or tzar chasn. I'm Rav Zeira. Ano achli b'sukkah v'chadi b'chuppah. I didn't do that. I ate in the sukkah and I rejoice in the chuppah. And some learn v'chadina b'sukkah, meaning he did merge the two things. He had his chuppah in the sukkah. He didn't want to be potter. The kolshken, he says, and all the more, certainly, the chadi liboy created an even greater simcha in my heart. The kavid notarti, I fulfilled both mitzvahs. Simchas nesuin and mitzvahs sukkah. Okay, let's just review the main points of today's daf. We had a mishnah, which contained three halachis. Shluchim mitzvah, who are oisek b'mitzvah, apata min ha-sukkah. Choylin and their mishamshen, apatur min ha-sukkah. And Achilo Shtiya Rai is mutter outside the sukkah. We had two psukim, which taught us the halacha of oisik b'mitzvah patur mitzvah. We had b'shiv tocha b'beisecha v'lachtocha v'aderech, which Rashi and Tosfos explain are referring to a person who's involved in a ma'aseh mitzvah or halicha l'mitzvah, as well as a fellow who's preoccupied, a tirda of a machsheves mitzvah. And the chiddush here is, even though he's now faced with a new mitzvah, mitzvah krishma, he can ignore it and continue and resume the mitzvah which he's already involved with. Yeah, the second makar from Karban Pesach, which tells us that you're allowed to be involved in Tumas Krovim, even though it's at the expense of the Karban Pesach, which is coming up soon. And the chiddush is, even though Karban Pesach is a karis generating mitzvah, the Torah applies in that case as well. We concluded that an aval is chayiv in all mitzvahs, even mitzvah sukkah is mechayiv liyashiv daitoi, to avail himself to that mitzvah. He's chayiv in everything except for tefillin. We learned that from Yecheskel, that generally speaking, tefillin, which are described as a pe'er, is soiser, contradicts the kavod hames, and should not be worn only on that first day, which is the ikur merirus, ikur avirus. We concluded that a chassan and his entire entourage are potter from sukkah, whether it's because of the sar chassan, because of the yichud. Rav Zera concludes, I fulfilled both, and I certainly experienced a greater measure of joy. Kol tov to you and atzlacha rabbah.